We're set? Okay, I think we're set. Can you hear me? It sounds muted. So we're all set? I think. Green light's on over here. Okay.
Check and see if they can hear you on Zoom.
Can everyone hear me that is participating by way of Zoom? Give me a thumbs up.
This is Robert Moore, Commissioner. I can hear you fine.
Robert Moore, we can hear you. Commissioner Lee, are you? Can you hear us? Reestablish that connection. Is Commissioner Lee there? He's falling off. Okay. Commissioner. We can do that. Let me find the best way. I've got Commissioner Lee on my phone.
Thank you.
Hello, am I in the meeting now? This is Commissioner Lee.
I can hear him. Okay. Yeah. Rob Moore, you're still there?
Yes, Commissioner, I'm still here.
Okay. Then with that, Commissioner Lee asked that I, as he's participating remotely, asked that I conduct this particular meeting today. We have two items for public hearing. The first one has to do with the petition to vacate a portion of a plat in Alberta Towns site, specifically the Whitney Avenue or Wilson Avenue and alley running between or through Block 43 and 5th South Street, Wilson Avenue and alley running through Block 59. And we've asked some comments from the community development.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Bryce Armstrong, Community Development Staff. Mr. Moore is on the line. I understand he can kind of jump in here also. I'll just kind of give you a brief explanation of kind of what the purpose of this public hearing is.
And I just noticed something.
Yes.
I forgot to motion to open the public meeting.
Okay.
So well, if you just pause just for a
sure.
second,
yep.
I'll ask Bill Commissioner Lee to second that motion.
Yes, I'll second that motion.
With that, Mr. Armstrong, thank you.
Okay. So this is out in the Alberta area, and we'll have some maps that we can kind of bring up if the public or the commissioner wants to look at it. The Alberta area has...
Just maybe if you could have a vote on that motion, that would be in the minutes.
Okay.
Or shall we do that?
Okay, then to reverse back again, we had a second and a motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Continue on.
Okay,
no
thank
more
you.
Of this.
So in the Alberta area, we have an old, what's termed the Alberta Townsite plat, which was recorded, 100 years ago, literally, in the early 1900s. And as part of this townsite plat, it was laid out in a number of blocks, streets, and alleys, most of which were never built or have never been built. And what we found is the people that own those lots have consolidated those lots into ownership through deed. And part of those deeds also cover these public right-of-ways as per the plat. And so we have found that many of the people out there are using their property in such a way that they're not following the original lines, ownership lines of the plat. And so the correct way to do that is to do a plat amendment to combine their lots. Now, if this plat amendment involves incorporating some of these right-of-ways that have never been built, then we have to go through this vacation process, which necessitates the public hearings, which we're here for today. And so I'll probably turn it over to Greg Robinson of our staff to specifically point out the two subject properties that are subject of the two public hearings today. And then you could probably handle them together as far as comments. But I'll just let Mr. Robinson from our staff kind of explain in more detail which right-of-ways are proposed to be vacated as it relates to these two public hearings.
Greg Robinson, Community Development Staff. So there are two petitions before us that we're here to address. The first is the Woods. It's the one to the south. They are requesting that adjacent to their property, there are right-of-ways. One right-of-way, if you'd go to the next slide. Thanks. No, yeah, just the next page. Yeah, sorry. So the first one is the Woods. This is what they're proposing. Half of the right-of-way on the west is an alleyway that was originally shown on the Alberta plat. The other is a road that was shown on the Alberta plat, which is Wilson Avenue. That has a 30-foot right-of-way, and half of that would be a 60-foot right-of-way, half of that would be 30 feet. And then to the south, that's the bottom of the plat. And they're requesting that those right-of-ways be vacated as part of this petition to amend their plat. Currently, in a lot of these areas, a lot of the use of the property is kind of in that in those deeded properties. They're currently utilizing most of that right-of-way as it exists today. The next request is for Wade, and they are the property to the north. If you want to go to the next slide for me, please. That one is also similar, except they have a little larger piece, and you can see that they have the entirety of the alleyway and then also the half of the right-of-way on the east and half of the right-of-way on the west. They are not currently adjacent. The roadway to the south is existing roadway, and they don't abut a roadway to the north. So those are the two applications that are before us. The reason that we only allow for half of the right-of-way to be vacated per these application is so that it gives the adjacent property owner the opportunity to take the other half of the right-of-way. So those are, in a nutshell, those are kind of the applications before us.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment from staff? Okay. Any public comment on these two? Yes, sir. Come to the podium and address your name. Where are you from?
Hello. Wade Eva. I'm the owner of the south half of 43, the one we were just looking at. I just wanted to make a statement that I never did request to get the vacations. I'm just here for a building permit. So whatever it takes to get the building permit through. I was told this was part of the vacations, had to be part of getting the building permit, but I never did request to vacate those areas, even though the alleyway is in the middle of my lot.
I understand that.
My Thank thing you. Is to get a building permit ASAP.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other requests wanting to make a public comment on either of these two plats? Are there any on Zoom that want to make a comment?
I don't see any on Zoom.
Okay. Then we will close and make a motion. Is there anything else that from staff that we should address on this?
No, this is Bryce Armstrong again. Just, I guess, as far as the process, and Mr. Moore can chime in, all we're doing today is just holding this mandated public hearing. We'll bring back an application to actually act on this petition, okay, along with Mr. Eva and the other applicants' subdivisions, which are contingent on those petitions being approved.
Okay.
So there'll be action items brought back to you.
Okay.
So are you saying you're not going to rule on that today? Is that what
you
said?
If you could come to the podium just so we have it in the minutes, that would be great. Sorry.
So when is Julie Wood. When are you going to make that decision? Is that in 2 weeks?
Yeah, so that's the process they will follow up with next. Today is just a hearing of what is expected to be done, what we're anticipating to do with the owner and the county.
Okay, all right.
Any other public comments on either of these agenda items? I guess we have a motion to close out the public hearing.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we'll close out public hearing items 1 and 2. We don't have any consent items on the agenda, so move on to our regular agenda. 1 and 2, they're closely aligned. Number one is adopt a resolution rescinding last week's resolution, March 31. to designate a new budget officer in the county, and secondly, rescind actions as part of that of moving staff. And if adopted, or excuse me, as we adopted this, we'll rescind those resolutions to allow the for a pause and to allow additional discussions from stakeholders who have expressed both positive and negative insights on those proposals, those resolutions. I've had several come in this past few days, and so with this in mind, this resolution is up for a discussion, if there be any. Commissioner Lee?
I'll make a motion that we approve item regular agenda items 1 and 2.
I can second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that passes 2-0. Any public comments on the regular agenda items 1 and 2? Any on Zoom? With that, make a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay, I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that passes. We are adjourned.